Effective telephone techniques. It's not an overstatement to say that an insufficient supply of qualified leads and applicants is the single biggest cause of failure in military recruiting. What happens when you are out there prospecting and you call somebody on the phone and they don't call you back? First of all, you shouldn't expect them to call you back. After all, you're the one who's making the call, not them. The irony is, the things that are supposed to make us accessible can actually filter out calls. Email, answering machines, voicemail, cell phones. We've all played phone tag, and it has been elevated to a whole new level. Despite the fact that most people have a message that says something like, "Your call is important to me, please leave your name and number and I'll call you back," too many times they don't. They have all kinds of excuses. Few of them are any good. Here's the bottom line. Leads and applicants pay attention to recruiters whom they perceive as having something valuable and important to say to them. That becomes the essential concept. You need to position yourself as having something of significant value that your leads and applicants want to learn more about. That single factor can go a long way toward ensuring that you will receive a return call. Let's take a look at 10 specific how-tos that can help you increase the possibility that people will return your phone call. Number 1. Communicate clearly that you would like the person to return your call. Don't be shy, tentative, bashful, or unclear about it. Make a direct statement. "I certainly would appreciate and welcome your return phone call. I understand if you're not able to get back to me, and in the absence of my hearing from you by such and such a date, time, I'll certainly try to contact you again." In other words, tell them, "I'm inviting you to call me back, but if I don't hear from you by a certain time, you can expect for me to call you again." They're anticipating or at least expecting that phone call. Second, communicate the absolute best times for them to return your call. The best time, the best day, and be available when you say you will. No exceptions. You might say something like, "If you were able to return my call, I'll be here every afternoon this week between 3 and 4 o'clock, or I'll be available tomorrow morning between 9 and 10. Then be there at that time. If you're not, it communicates irresponsibility, a cavalier attitude. Third, say your name clearly and slowly. If necessary, spell out your name and that of your organization. Also be careful not to use acronyms or abbreviations that members of the general public, particularly non-prior service leads and applicants, may not understand. If your name is difficult to pronounce or difficult to spell, spell it out and sound it out. Be very, very clear about who and what you represent. Fourth, leave your number twice. Try to leave it early on and at the very end of your message. That way, if it wasn't captured earlier, it can be written down without having to listen through the entire message again. You can even tell them you're about to leave your number so they can get a pen or pencil to record it. Say the number slowly. Area code first, then the next 3 digits, then the final 4. For example, "My number is 800-864-6264. Let me repeat that. 800-864-6264. How many times have you had someone leave their number only once and they say it so fast you can't even understand them? What's your response in those cases? Given your own reaction, do you really think people who don't know you very well, or perhaps not at all yet, are going to listen to that message over again and contact you? The 5th tip is, explain not only what the Air Force Reserve does, but also provide a sampling of the benefits the person could receive if they look further into the recruiting opportunity. In your message, you're not trying to sell them a commitment to the Air Force Reserve. You're trying to sell them a face-to-face appointment. This is the ideal time to use a direct value statement that briefly, clearly, and declaratively communicates the fundamental reason for both you and the Air Force Reserve's existence. You could say, "We assist people in finding rewarding part-time careers in the Air Force Reserve. There they serve both their local community and the nation. They can enjoy many tangible and intangible benefits and expand their personal experiences. We do this by conducting individual face-to-face interviews. We ask our applicants about their interests and qualifications. Then we use this information they provide to place them in positions in the Air Force Reserve in which they can do the things they want to do and use their talents to the fullest extent. 6th, be very clear about the time you'll call them back, should they be unable to return your call within a reasonable amount of time. You may say something like, "In the absence of my hearing from you today, I'll try to call you back sometime Monday afternoon." You may wonder, how often should I call? As often as necessary without being a pest. That's really a matter of putting it in your own head and using common sense while considering the nature of your business. A good rule of thumb is to wait 2 or 3 days between leaving messages. If you leave 3 messages and the person hasn't contacted you, chances are they never will. Move on to your next lead. 7th, don't be surprised, shocked, or disappointed if people don't return your call. What if only 20% take the time to call you back? That's 20% more than if you hadn't called them. 8th, consider providing your leader applicant with the name of someone else who can field their call in case they should return your phone call when you're not available. You want to ensure that they talk to a person, not a machine, so they don't feel like they're wasting their time. Brief your alternate contact person so they know what's going on. This is a very effective strategy because it communicates the depth of your organization and the breadth of your services. You're not the Lone Ranger. It tells your leader applicant there are other people at your office who can assist them, and it's a team environment dedicated to customer service. 9th, make sure that your message is long enough to make your point and stress its importance, but not so long that it's boring or repetitive. Know what you need to say and say it clearly. A rambling message from a stranger gets deleted as quickly as spam in your email inbox. Be concise, polite, and get to the point. And 10th, monitor your percentage of return calls. There's a direct correlation between how many calls you make and how many you receive. If the percentage of return calls is low, you're probably making some mistakes that can be eliminated with the correct application of one or more of these tips. Return calls and the number of appointments you get can be increased. Again, there's a direct correlation between how many calls you make and how many you receive. That correlation can be increased with an intelligent, careful application of prospecting skills and principles that can be learned. It's easy to leave message after message with no response. No one has any reason to return a call to someone who is too timid, too aggressive, too detailed in their message, or not detailed enough, unclear, or speaking too fast. So let's recap these 10 ideas. 1. Communicate clearly that you'd like the person to return your call. Don't be shy or tentative, but don't be too aggressive either. 2. Communicate the best time for them to return your call. 3. Be sure to leave your name slowly and clearly. Take the time to spell out your name and be sure you identify the name of your organization without using acronyms or abbreviations. 4. Leave your number twice. 5. Explain not only what the Air Force Reserve does, but the benefits members will receive. This can be done with the help of a direct value statement. 6. Be very clear about the time you'll call them back, should they be unable to return your call. 7. Don't be surprised or shocked if they don't return your call. If only 20% take the time, you've increased your odds. 8. Consider providing your leader applicant with the name of someone else who can field their calls should you be unavailable. 9. Make your message long enough to make your point, but don't leave a rambling monologue. 10. Monitor your percentage of return calls. Take a look at your return effectiveness. Telephone prospecting is an elusive science. There's always more to learn and master. The concept of returning phone calls is a critical piece of successful recruiting.